Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Tua time.
Well, continue.
All right, let me start with the stock market report, and then we'll get right into the Tua news. Stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Remember the awful day at the market yesterday, and what did you say, Crowder?
Get them tomorrow.
Dow Jones today up 654 points. S&P 500 up 60 points, and the NASDAQ up 176 points. So definitely got some of that back. Tua gets the contract. Here's what Adam Beasley writes for Pro Football Network. The Tua Tagovailoa contract drama is over. And in the end, the Miami Dolphins quarterback got what he wanted, a market value deal. Just what we were saying at the end of last segment. Tua on Friday agreed to a four-year, $212.4 million extension, NFL Network first reported. But the important number is the guaranteed money total, a robust $167 million guaranteed. That means Tagovailoa will be under contract through the 2028 season and will probably be on the roster through at least 2027. Assuming the reported contract numbers are accurate, all but the final year is largely guaranteed. I just want to say, this is Tua on Instagram, by the way. I just want to say I agreed to a contract. We're going to have the sound of this, I believe. Solana's getting it. Tua says, I just wanted to say that I agreed to a contract extension with the Miami Dolphins. I want to give a big shout out to Stephen Ross. I want to thank Chris Greer, Brandon Shore for working endlessly on this deal. I want to thank Mike McDaniel for believing in me. I want to thank all my other coaches as well, except Brian Flores. I put that part in. He didn't say that. Tagovailoa also thanked his teammates for believing in me, for also supporting me through the process. The Tua deal makes him the third highest paid player in NFL history on an average basis, behind the Bengals' Joe Burrow and Jacksonville Jaguars' Trevor Lawrence, which we talked about, who both signed deals in the last 12 months that pay them $55 million annually. The agreement ends an at times contentious negotiation that dragged on for more than a year. Tua had staged a hold-in for the first 2 days of the Dolphins minicamp, practicing some on Wednesday, but not at all yesterday, as a leverage play to get this deal past the finish line. Perhaps hinting that a deal was imminent, Tua was back on the field for all Dolphins practice Friday and was electric. He completed a 70-yard touchdown pass to Tyreek Hill early in practice and was sharp throughout. A short time later, he gave his blessing to a contract that makes him by far the highest paid player in franchise history. There you go. That is Adam Beasley summing it up there for ProFootballNetwork.com. Feel good.
Yes. And also, on the fan side, if you look at the teams that have those highly paid quarterbacks that they had to give money to, they're usually successful. So you're right. Always saying from the front side, Tua better do something now. Well, the teams that pay their quarterback and believe in them, they usually have some success after that.
And the reason, obviously, that you would, you know, earmark that kind of money to someone is because you believe that they're going to win now. Yeah. And the team, listen, I'm with you. I will be on the side of, bro, win a game that matters. win a playoff game. Everything has come together. They got him weapons that some quarterbacks can only dream of.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, Odell Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are weapons that some quarterbacks can only dream of.
Yes.
They went out and got him.
All-pro running back.
Raheem Mostert showed you. Mm-hmm. Last season, they have a real threat in the backfield. Mm-hmm. Von Achane showed you the same thing. We talked yesterday about the defense, how maybe you got a little skittish because of losing Christian Wilkins and Raekwon Davis and Andrew Van Ginkle and others. But it seems like the defense has been restructured to a point where they're certainly not a pushover defense. I don't think by any stretch of the imagination. This has all come together. We like Mike McDaniel. We enjoy his creativity. Get a little annoyed by his third and short calls, fourth and short calls. But we like everything that's going on with the franchise. And for me, the last piece of the puzzle to say, here we go, Avengers assembled in the past tense, was Tua getting that big contract extension so that it is his team. It is known worldwide and sports media wide. It is his team. He's the franchise QB. There's no doubts. There's no backroom conversations with Tom Brady. There's no backroom massage room conversations with Deshaun Watson.
I'll do that.
It's his team. There's no doubt. I feel good. He's got to feel good. And got to show it this season.
Will it bring him respect? Will the money bring him the respect of the Burrows, even the Lawrences and the Goffs, the Herberts? Like, the disrespect that he's had, will now the Dolphins lock it into him, give him that overall football respect?
For me, it's one of the few W's that he can, you know, chalk up. Because he had a record-setting year last year, right? Number one passing. And people were still like, well, where's the big win? Like, whatever he did that's considered a huge, you know, feat, accomplishment, it was always met for him with, well. And because we know over the course of his tenure, they have tried to get Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. They did try to get Deshaun Watson. Like, there were conversations.
Patrick over him for 2 years.
There were conversations and actions that showed you they were never 100% in on him, even though they may have been 50%, 90% at times, 95%, 40%. This is a big dub for him. Mm-hmm. We are 100% behind you. Biggest biggest contract in Dolphins franchise history. Third highest paid quarterback in the entire league. Like, yeah, we got you. You've shown us that a number five overall pick, we've seen enough to know you're our guy. And I love it.
Tell him I got a boat if he wants to buy one.
Tua, he's got a boat if you want to buy one. Get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. He's at the studios. It's a buzz of activity because of the Tua contract.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Gentlemen, Uno got a lot of Unos, man. He got a lot of Unos.
Yeah.
A lot of Ceros.
A lot of settles. There's no doubt about it.
212. Goodness gracious.
So, highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL on a per year basis. I know we touched on it earlier, but it stands as Joe Burrow, $55 million per year. Trevor Lawrence, $55 million per year. And now at number three is Tua Tagovailoa, $53.1 million per season. You want to hear Tua's statement on Instagram?
Yes. Yes.
What's up, guys? Tua here. Got some breaking news for you guys, although I never break any news. This is the first time for me. Just wanted to say that I agreed to a contract extension with the Miami Dolphins. Just want to give a big shout out to Mr. Ross. Want to thank Chris Greer, Brandon Chor for working endlessly on this deal. Want to thank Mike McDaniel for believing in me. Want to thank all my other coaches as well. I also want to give a big shout out to my teammates for believing in me, for also supporting me throughout this process. And then I also want to thank the fans as well. Fins up.
He is adorable because he started with Tua here. Yeah, we know it's your Instagram and you're pretty recognizable. That's adorable. Tua here.
He doesn't do videos and stuff.
I know, but still, it's his Instagram. He's probably wearing a number one jersey.
Yeah, on some weird ukulele shirt or something.
That's funny, man. Tua here. That's great.
He's a good guy.
He really is. That's one of the reasons that I've lobbied for this, too. I find him so easy to root for. Mm-hmm. I like everything about him. I like the way he comports himself. I love his on-field play. But I like everything about him. He's a guy that I enjoy being a fan of.
Yes. And that's big for the organization. He's now the face of the organization.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have all the stars. You want to Jalen Ramsey, whatever you want to say. Even Tyreek, like, Tua has to be, Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, the little imaging leading up to it, that has to be Tua now.
For sure, I'm with you. Like, before, you could have made the argument, well, is it Tyreek Hill? Is it whoever, right? But now, there's no doubt about it. The Dolphins have staked their claim that Tua is their guy.
I like it.
Also, his rapport with Mike McDaniel on the sideline, like, we got a healthy dose of that during Hard Knocks last year. McDaniel almost, like, broke him out of his shell. Because with Brian Flores, he seems so reserved. And I know even now, you know, he's not behind the camera a lot. He's not social media guy. He's always very, professional after games. He always says the right thing. But whenever we saw him on Hard Knocks, you could tell, like, there was more of a playful connection with Mike McDaniel than we ever saw from him before. He's under contract now through 2028, gentlemen. Tua Tagovailoa officially under contract this year, plus four more years. That was finalized today.
Let's go. Have you ever felt this way about anybody, Solana? Because the only other guy was like Tannehill that got a big deal. Because nobody else has like, we brought in Culpepper, but it wasn't our guy. We drafted
in Solana's lifetime. This is the only guy.
But Tannehill got $77 million. I know it's not.
But did you ever feel like he was going to lead you to a Super Bowl?
No.
Tanny could play a little bit, man, but he never led the league in anything. He was just a very solid guy.
Yeah, I never felt like Ryan Tannehill was my franchise quarterback, and I felt very quickly in his career like, yeah, this is not going to be, you know, our next Dan Marino. Really, the guy I had the most hype for was Chad Henne when we drafted him out of Michigan. And, well, that didn't exactly work out for me either.
Yeah, I was in the building.
Sometimes you have to have blind loyalty to your team. Sometimes you just do, even though you know.
Yeah.
It's like Crowder with Billy Napier.
I have blind confidence, Napier. I really believed in Muschamp, but I didn't believe in Napier.
All right, gentlemen. So that is the big news. $167 million guaranteed.
He's gonna.
Do you have access to the 560 QAM Twitter account?
Yes,
because I have that good picture of Hawk Tua, me as Tua.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe you could just word it, you know, like send out this picture and then, you know, word it as, you know, now on 560 WQAM, Hawk, comma, Tua coverage. Something like that. So the Hawk and the Tua come after each other.
Like, Tua, pay that man.
Did you see the Hawk Tua girl the other day? She was at some music festival.
She's everywhere.
Well,
I saw her crying. Wasn't she crying somewhere?
Well, most recently, this video went viral. I think it was over the weekend, Saturday or Sunday. She was at some music festival. They brought her up on stage to introduce the next act. And
problem is, I'll tell you the problem with that. I know which one you're talking about, where there literally was no reaction.
No.
I mean, nothing. The problem is they didn't introduce her as the Hock-Tua girl.
Correct.
They introduced her as Haley something. I forget what her last name is. Like, maybe one day. Not yet. Right now, you got to be the Hock-Tua girl.
What day? After she writes a book?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Children's Come book.
On. Keep that one out of my house.
You really want me to post that, huh?
Yeah, 100%. But I want to make sure that Hock is followed by Tua. Like, you know, contract is done, exclamation point. Continuing coverage right now. How do we work? I don't know. It's definitely got to be Hock Tua. And then just tweet out there, spit on that thing.
Everybody should have known that was going to have run its course real fast.
That's why I want to get this out now, because there's like the window of opportunity is closed. All right, what else you have in the headline, Solana?
All right, it's out. But if I get suspended for this, I expect you to pay my my daily paycheck.
100%. I got you.
Which now, compared to what Tua makes per game, it makes me feel a lot worse about myself.
Yeah, that's perfect.
You should.
That's perfect. Contract is done. Continuing coverage right now, live. Hock, Tua. Oh, my God. You are still getting fired for this, Solana. Show better judgment, will you?
He actually wrote it for you word for word. And it said, show better judgment.
Jimmy, might want to start writing some headlines, brother.
Jimmy, do you know these buttons, how these buttons work?
I'm on it.
Thank you, Jimmy.
The Marlins do play tonight. You got the Olympic ceremony continuing right now. Seems like it's about done. And I see a horse flying through the water. So that's probably indicative of that ceremony pretty much wrapping up.
Think that's about it? Yeah. You think that's good? You think that's closer to the end than the beginning?
Yeah.
Let me turn this on real quick. I got to watch it again tonight.
Y'all got TVs everywhere in y'all's house.
You could stream just about anything anywhere. It's not like you have to, you know, have a friend help you carry in the fatback TV to the room that you want it.
Stream on what? I'm already on my computer.
Yeesh.
Yeesh.
Whatever. The Marlins. I
can't stream while I'm on StreamYard, can I?
Stream on your phone. You can put the phone up and watch the ceremonies there.
Let me see.
Oh, they got that Eiffel Tower there. When they borrowed that from Epcot. Mm. Brought it in.
It's the same
one. What are you showing me?
The same one in Vegas, right?
What are you showing us, Crowder?
That's what I got on my phone.
What does that mean? That's what you've got on your phone.
Look.
Look what? What am I looking at? Your network name?
iOS version, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good to know. You got the iOS version and all that stuff.
It's a version. Never had no streaming on it.
All right. Marlins will play a three-game series this weekend against the Milwaukee Brewers. First pitch tonight will be at 8:10 p.m. They traded A.J. Puck yesterday, by the way. In return, they got two prospects from the Arizona Diamondbacks. NFL football starts in 6 days. That's pretty much
Russell Westbrook got a new contract, not as much as Tua's.
Did he?
Who paid Russ?
Oh, yeah, with the Nuggets.
Yep.
2 year, $6.8 million deal. Oof, man.
The mighty have fallen.
Oh, my God.
$3 million a year?
Yeah.
Tua makes that in two games.
He's ring chasing now.
I mean, he got traded to the Utah Jazz, right? The Jazz waived him. Could sign anywhere he wants. Wants to win a ring. Makes sense to go to Denver Nuggets. Like, I'm with you, Crowdy's ring chasing. There's nothing wrong about it, but bro.
No, not at his stage of his career. Like, yeah, he wants a ring.
6 years ago, Russell Westbrook, you could argue, was the second, third best player in the NBA. The MVP
winner.
Oh,
there's the horse in the water.
Yeah. Old
man. He's special.
All right, gentlemen, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy, but hot. That's your weather.
All right, guys. This is Hawk. Tua has signed his contract. And we will have continuing coverage right here on this very radio show up until 6 o'clock, so don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
More money, more problems. I don't think problems, but I will tell you, pressure. Who's under more pressure right now than, say, well, funny, Green Bay is under pressure right now with Jordan Love. That's going to be interesting to see if they do give him a new contract, what it's worth.
It's right? It got to be two of numbers.
More, though?
Oh, where does he slot? That would be interesting. Does he try to beat Goff as well? Or now that Tua signed before him, does he try to get 53.2?
Because I saw a tweet from RG3. He says, Tua Tagovailoa getting less money per year than Trevor Lawrence makes zero sense. Isn't this based on production or film study?
No. Based on negotiation. So the postseason stuff, but Burrow's been hurt a lot. Trevor Lawrence has not done anything close to Tua, but the argument on the other side would be, well, Trevor won a playoff game. That's it.
Right.
I could see that being the holdup in the negotiation, though. Dolphins say, okay, we'll give you the money Jared Goff got. You'll be top five highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Then Trevor Lawrence gets his deal a couple weeks ago. And he's like, well, I feel like I'm better than Trevor Lawrence. I should have more money than Trevor Lawrence. And the Dolphins are saying, we're not setting the market here. Like, that's not happening. But they end up giving him more, not much more, but a little bit more annual average value than Jared Goff. I could have seen Tua saying that, like, hey, I'm better than Trevor Lawrence. I want to be paid more than Trevor Lawrence. And the Dolphins saying, well, no, like, we're not setting the market here. Sorry.
There are people who would argue that Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback. I think Crowder is one of them.
I've said, no, Trevor looks apart. He's sturdier and he's bigger and he's stronger.
Hasn't he been in the league longer, though? Longer?
No, Tua was 1 year before Trevor Lawrence.
Oh.
Yeah, there was the Tua draft. What was that? Herbert, Tua.
Burrow. One overall.
Burrow and Love. Love was like late day, 22nd or whatever that year.
And Jalen Hurts too, right?
Hurts the year before?
No, I think it was same year.
Hurts didn't come out with Tua?
Yeah, remember Tua's senior season, he replaced Jalen Hurts, and he went to Oklahoma. Right. And then they both played. Oh. He played at Alabama 1 year, got hurt, and Hurts played at Oklahoma and came out in the draft. I think he was a late first-round draft pick, maybe a second-round draft pick.
Oh, so they were the last – Love and him were the last two to get paid.
But, man, the pressure, though. But my greater point, because reading, RG3's tweet, but and then listening to the song, Mo Money, Mo Problems, but the pressure. He's not – Tua is not – and again, I think it's great because I think he's a great quarterback. I do think he's a Super Bowl-caliber quarterback. He is not going to get one series of grace from Dolphins fans.
Oh, no. No, no. And let me warn him now, Hawk, that you bring this up. I'm going to break something to everybody. Just, slow down if you're driving. I don't want you to fly off the road. Tua's going to throw some interceptions next year, guys.
He's going to have some games where he doesn't look like a Super Bowl caliber quarterback.
He's going to get sacked. He's going to make some bad decisions. Pressure is a privilege, Hawk.
There you go.
So I want to call it the expectations have now gone up.
He would have had pressure regardless, though. Had he held out training camp and he was going to end up playing on this final year of his contract, right? Let's say they don't agree to anything, but he agrees to play. He would have had pressure anyways because now it's a contract year. Now I have to prove myself to me.
No, but the pressure is more of his own, right? Like, hey, I've got to do well because I want to get these hundreds of millions of dollars. Now he's got that. The pressure is going to come from the fan base.
To me, the pressure is more on Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel now.
For
like,
sure.
Hey, this is your guy now. Your career, I shouldn't say that for Mike McDaniel, but Chris Greer, his career as a general manager has all culminated to this moment here. And you put your chips all in on Tua Tagovailoa to finally get Stephen Ross his much sought after Super Bowl. And if you don't even get close, you don't get another position like this in the NFL. You don't.
Yeah, I would say, but you're right, Solana, but the Tua pressure went from proving myself to now earning my money. And I don't know which one is tougher pressure on guys because you
by
see
the way,
some guys just hang it up. Some guys get paid and say, man, this ain't no pressure. I done got my sack.
By the way, mark this down. They're going to be a really good team next season. Like anyone who thinks that, oh, now watch, they're going to falter. They are too good. Mike McDaniel is too good a head coach. Again, I'm not telling he's the best head coach in the league. Still got to prove that. Tua is too good. Tyreek Hill is too good. You can go down the entire roster. You mentioned Jalen yes. Ramsey. I hadn't even mentioned him today. Like, this roster is too good for them to be anything other than a really good football team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand what Solana's point is. Really good football team doesn't buy you a bag of beans. Mm-hmm. I just made that phrase up, but I like it. Doesn't that sound like it hits?
It's a little aggressive.
A really good football team doesn't buy a bag of beans. Did I just see LeBron James in a Disney World rain poncho holding the flag?
Is it raining?
It is.
It's raining, yeah. But like I think he was in like a Disney World rain poncho.
How much money you have, you got to get out that rain.
Really? If you're the flag bearer, you can't just, tough it out for the rain? You got to put a poncho on?
I'm not getting pneumonia for you.
Pneumonia.
Hawk, you were right. Because so they all have the, I believe it's Polo or Ralph Lauren, who's the official outfitter of the United States. So they're all wearing like these striped button downs with the tie, the white jacket. You're right. In order not to conceal the opening ceremony attire, he is wearing a clear rain poncho, like the 99-cent one you'd buy at CVS. That's totally
he's
plastic.
Wearing it over like a sport coat and slacks.
Right, in order not to conceal the opening attire.
But forget about conceal. You know, an easier way to not conceal it, just walk through the rain. Let's go.
Get all wet.
Yeah, that's what walking through the rain does to you.
They're all wearing it, though. Everybody on that boat is wearing it.
I'm all for them wearing it. I'm all for them wearing it, except the flag bearer. And now, forever in history, he's holding up the American flag. He's wearing a 99-cent poncho. You get the dollar store.
It's raining.
Health conscious.
Health conscious?
Yeah. Stand out in the rain all day. I got to play some basketball here next week.
You don't get pneumonia from the rain anyway.
Pneumonia.
Plus, they're wearing denim. They're all wearing jeans. You ever had wet jeans? Oh, the worst.
Yes! I had wet socks at the Panthers game. I didn't put plastic bags over my feet. Guys at the opening ceremony. He's not exactly going back to Olympic Village.
I ponchoed up at Disney the other time.
But you weren't representing the entire country on international television for that one moment, that one visual.
Busy weekend representing the Hawk and Crowder show. I wasn't going to embarrass us.
Oh, I'm so excited about Tua. All right, we'll take a break. We have continuing coverage. By the way, we'll continue our continuing coverage till 8 p.m. tonight. Crowder has volunteered to stay on till 8 p.m. tonight. So when? We will go. Huh?
When?
I'm sorry. It's Hollywood from the morning show.
Oh,
has
okay.
Graciously agreed to continue our coverage of the Tua contract beginning at 6 p.m. right after our show. So we'll have live coverage till 8 p.m. tonight.
This is the Hawk and Crowder show.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hawk and Crowder.
There are obviously fans who, you know, didn't want Tua to get that big contract. Mm-hmm. There are people who are entrenched in being just the biggest Tua haters. He can never amount to anything, and that's fine. You can carve out your own niche. There is a guy. He has DM'd me on Instagram. He has texted the show several times. It's the same thing each time. Hawk, you need to stop. You sound ridiculous. But about what? That I'm happy he got a contract? Like, if you think you're in the majority, you're not. No. Most Dolphins fans are completely sold on Tua. That doesn't mean, when I say that, that doesn't mean Dolphins fans are satisfied with the results right now. Who would be?
No.
Chris Greer's not satisfied. Tua's not satisfied. No. Stephen Ross isn't satisfied. Like, I get that. But, man, think about the quarterbacks you have sat through since Dan Marino, and tell me you're not thrilled. Tell me that you're not thrilled that you don't have to worry about, well, we'll take Kirk Cousins this season. We'll draft Michael Penix, hopefully, because he'll be a better quarterback. We've been through all that.
Yes.
This is the guy. This is the guy. If he's not the guy, then something's gone drastically wrong, because the talent surrounding him is excellent. If you believe in Mike McDaniel, I do. If you believe in Mike McDaniel, the play calling is going to be creative. And listen, you can ignore Tua's national championship. You can ignore Tua's accuracy. You can ignore his endorsement from Tyreek Hill. You can ignore his league-leading numbers from last season. But ignore all that stuff at your own peril.
And all they're going to do is scream, where's the playoff win?
Sure, and I get it.
That, you know both sides, but I'm with you. I said earlier in the show, that person is the minority. And I always paint Solana as that guy. He's really not that guy. But that person that flat out, like you said, the person that's upset today at 3:17 when that was announced, you're crazy. You're mad that they found their franchise quarterback after 30 years. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Some quarterbacks we've sat through. But honestly, if you just look around the league, like that Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix thing, Like that's reality for most teams, which is, hey, let's see if we can grab a veteran who's shown you before that he can do some good things. Hope that he's got some magic. Ryan Fitzpatrick, we did this. Jake Cutler, we did this. We'll have Jake Cutler come in, one season Band-Aid. You know, listen, teams do that year after year after year. We were that team.
Yes.
So for me, it's like, oh, you get to breathe a little bit. Hey, this is the guy. And by the way, from what I see, players want to play for Mike McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
But when you make a choice, hey, I want to play in Miami because Mike McDaniel's the head coach, you're also saying that I want to play for a team that's led by Tua. No one goes to a team if they think the quarterback is doo-doo.
Yeah. And the team that had the number one yard per catch, number one in receiving yards, the guy that had the running back also, who was number one in rushing touchdowns because he's going to open up the field because he's accurate, the offensive setup great, like, it's a great system with great players. That's the thing. So offensively, you would love to be down here. And defensively, oh, we can hold them to 24? Y'all going to get to 30, right? So we don't have to choke somebody to death for 9 points every game. Like, if we give up a couple touchdowns, we're good. You're right, Hawk. It's a fun team to play for offensively. It's a good team to play for overall. Mike McDaniels is a progressive coach. He's not that old school, beat the hell out of you type coach. And you have a young quarterback who has – less wear and tear because Brian Flores treated him like a little flower for years. Like, bro, it's beautiful. Like, I'm not just trying to praise the man to praise the man. I'm telling fans, this is beautiful.
And by the way, we're not partners with the Miami Dolphins. No. I don't know if you've realized this last couple of years. Their games are not on our radio station.
We're really just Dolphin fans, to be honest. Like,
yeah, I'm a Tua fan.
I got no checks. I had no checks from the Dolphins. I get some free tickets.
Plus, what's the alternative? I think that's the biggest argument.
That's my point. The alternative is Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr.
Right now, exactly. and it's what you guys kept telling me. Right now, what's the alternative? And I can't find you an answer, and I probably won't be able to find you an answer, which is why, Hawk, to your point, the person DMing you or texting you that this is the worst thing in the world, as somebody who was skeptical of giving him the money, we knew this was going to happen. Like, this was inevitable.
I had the list of that answer too. The other side of it, I have it still. Carson Beck, Jalen Milroe, Quinn Ewers. You know who those guys are?
Mm-mm. I thought you were mispronouncing someone's name.
They're the three front runners for the Heisman Trophy quarterback this year. And you've never heard of them. That's one of your alternatives. Oh, let's go draft a guy. Yeah, Quinn Ewers, Jalen Milroe, and Carson Beck. Those are your names. That's what's going to do it. Get out of here.
I'm watching those opening ceremonies. You know, LeBron's wearing the little poncho. This guy's probably the Olympic chairman or whatever. Yeah, some poor sap has to stand behind him holding an umbrella.
That's what LeBron should have had.
Of course. That's umbrella what I was just man. Thinking. Like, you're LeBron James.
Yeah.
Like, even I know the boat is just filled with Team USA members. I go pluck the fencing guy and say, hey, you're never going to be on TV, but you can be if you stand behind LeBron and just hold this umbrella.
Wow.
We know you've trained for 20 years to get to the Olympics. The only chance you have of having any recognition is stand behind LeBron, hold this umbrella.
You're going to make it.
I would have jumped at the chance.
But you feel lame, though. I feel lame when I hold the umbrella for people.
Bentley Farnsworth.
But then the water drips straight onto you because it runs right down the umbrella onto your chest.
Your job.
That's lame.
It was a bad look. The chairman of the International Olympic Committee can't get wet, but the poor sap behind him is going to get wet, so he won't get wet. It's a bad look.
That's a great look. No, that's a great flex.
Big man.
Great flex. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We will give you all the headlines pertinent to the Tua Tagovailoa contract. Big one. $167 million guaranteed, $212.4 million on paper. Tua is your dude.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hawk and Crowder.
there are obviously fans who, you know, didn't want Tua to get that big contract. Mm-hmm. There are people who are entrenched in being just the biggest Tua haters. He can never amount to anything, and that's fine. You can carve out your own niche. There is a guy. He has DM'd me on Instagram. He has texted the show several times. It's the same thing each time. Hawk, you need to stop. You sound ridiculous. But about what? That I'm happy he got a contract? Like, if you think you're in the majority, you're not. No. Most Dolphins fans are completely sold on Tua. That doesn't mean, when I say that, that doesn't mean Dolphins fans are satisfied with the results right now. Who would be?
No.
Chris Greer's not satisfied. Tua's not satisfied. No. Stephen Ross isn't satisfied. Like, I get that. But, man, think about the quarterbacks you have sat through since Dan Marino, and tell me you're not thrilled. Tell me that you're not thrilled that you don't have to worry about, well, we'll take Kirk Cousins this season, we'll draft Michael Penix, hopefully, because he'll be a better quarterback. We've been through all that.
Yes.
This is the guy. This is the guy. If he's not the guy, then something's gone drastically wrong, because the talent surrounding him is excellent. If you believe in Mike McDaniel, I do. If you believe in Mike McDaniel, the play calling is going to be creative. And listen, you can ignore Tua's national championship. You can ignore Tua's accuracy. You can ignore his endorsement from Tyreek Hill. You can ignore his league-leading numbers from last season. But ignore all that stuff at your own peril.
And all they're going to do is scream, where's the playoff win?
Sure, and I get it.
That, you know both sides, but I'm with you. I said earlier in the show, that person is the minority. And I always paint Solana as that guy. He's really not that guy. But that person that flat out, like you said, the person that's upset today at 3:17 when that was announced, you're crazy. You're mad that they found their franchise quarterback after 30 years. That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Some quarterbacks we've sat through. But honestly, if you just look around the league, like that Kirk Cousins, Michael Penix thing, like that's reality for most teams, which is, hey, let's see if we can grab a veteran who's shown you before that he can do some good things. Hope that he's got some magic. Ryan Fitzpatrick. We did this. Jake Cutler.
Mm-hmm.
We did this. We'll have Jay Cutler come in, one season Band-Aid. You know, listen, teams do that year after year after year. We were that team.
Yes.
So for me, it's like, oh, you get to breathe a little bit. Hey, this is the guy. And by the way, from what I see, players want to play for Mike McDaniel.
Mm-hmm.
But when you make a choice, hey, I want to play in Miami because Mike McDaniel's the head coach, you're also saying that I want to play for a team that's led by Tua. No one goes to a team if they think the quarterback is doo-doo.
Yeah. And the team that had the number one yard per catch, number one in receiving yards, the guy that had the running back also, who was number one in rushing touchdowns because he's going to open up the field because he's accurate, the offensive setup great, like, it's a great system with great players. That's the thing. So offensively, you would love to be down here. And defensively, oh, we can hold them to 24? Y'all going to get to 30, right? So we don't have to choke somebody to death for 9 points every game. Like, if we give up a couple touchdowns, we're good. You're right, Hawk. It's a fun team to play for offensively. It's a good team to play for overall. Mike McDaniels is a progressive coach. He's not that old school, beat the hell out of you type coach. And you have a young quarterback who has – less wear and tear because Brian Flores treated him like a little flower for years. Like, bro, it's beautiful. Like, I'm not just trying to praise the man to praise the man. I'm telling fans, this is beautiful.
And by the way, we're not partners with the Miami Dolphins. No. I don't know if you've realized this the last couple of years. Their games are not on our radio station.
We're really just Dolphin fans, to be honest. Like,
yeah, I'm a Tua fan.
I got no checks. I had no checks from the Dolphins. I get some free tickets.
Plus, what's the alternative? I think that's the biggest argument.
That's my point. The alternative is Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr.
Right now, exactly. and it's what you guys kept telling me. Right now, what's the alternative? And I can't find you an answer, and I probably won't be able to find you an answer, which is why, Hawk, to your point, the person DMing you or texting you that this is the worst thing in the world, as somebody who was skeptical of giving him the money, we knew this was going to happen. Like, this was inevitable.
I had the list. I had the list of that answer too. The other side of it, I think I have it still. Carson Beck, Jalen Milroe, Quinn Ewers. You know who those guys are?
Mm-mm. I thought you were mispronouncing someone's name.
They're the three front runners for the Heisman Trophy quarterback this year. And you've never heard of them. That's one of your alternatives. Oh, let's go draft a guy. Yeah, Quinn Ewers, Jalen Milroe, and Carson Beck. Those are your names. That's what's going to do it. Get out of here.
I'm watching those opening ceremonies. You know, LeBron's wearing the little poncho. This guy is probably the Olympic chairman or whatever. Yeah, some poor sap has to stand behind him holding an umbrella.
That's what LeBron should have had.
Of course. That's umbrella what I was just man. Thinking. Like, you're LeBron James.
Yeah.
Like, even I know the boat is just filled with Team USA members. Go pluck the fencing guy and say, hey, you're never going to be on TV, but you can be if you stand behind LeBron and just hold this umbrella.
Wow.
We know you've trained for 20 years to get to the Olympics. The only chance you have of having any recognition is stand behind LeBron, hold this umbrella.
You're going to make it.
I would have jumped at the chance.
But you feel lame, though. I feel lame when I hold the umbrella for people.
Bentley Farnsworth.
But then the water drips straight onto you because it runs right down the umbrella onto your chest. That's
your job.
That's lame.
It was a bad look. The chairman of the International Olympic Committee can't get wet, but the poor sap behind him is going to get wet, so he won't get wet. It's a bad look.
That's a great look. No, that's a great flex.
Big man.
Great flex. All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We will give you all the headlines pertinent to the Tua Tagovailoa contract. Big one. $167 million guaranteed. $212.4 million on paper. Tua is your dude.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.